podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back to Bentworth Senior High School. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents the WPIL AA Team Tournament Wrestling Preliminary Round as Avella takes on Bentworth. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Noah Tennant, our videographer. And Jacob Knisner is producing in our downtown Washington studios. Avella was part of a co-op with Fort Cherry a year ago. Bentworth reached the quarterfinals of the team tournament, but ran into eventual champion Burl. The winner of our upcoming match has an appointment Wednesday evening at number 2 Dairy Area. Our coverage of the WPIL AA Team Tournament is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Attorney John Patrisic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. This is only one of 8 preliminary round dual meets tonight, 4 in AA, 4 more in AAA, and half of them are either finished or will be soon. We'll run down that schedule for you when we continue here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. I'm pretty sure nobody was finished as quickly as we were in our first preliminary bout here at Bentworth. Elizabeth Forward, 42. Chartiers Houston, 36. Every bout was a 6-point score for their team. We had one match go to the third period. We had two others reach the second period. Everything else was pins or forfeits. And Elizabeth Forward advances to take on number 4, Quaker Valley, on Wednesday, 42-36. Our match coming up is Avella and Bentworth. The winner goes to number 2, Derry. Preliminaries being wrestled at Greensburg, Salem. First match, Avonworth and Central Valley. Winner goes to number 3, McGuffey, on Wednesday. And at 7:15 or thereabouts, Knock and the host Lions of Greensburg, Salem. That winner goes to number 1, Burl. On the 3A side of brackets at Shaler, 6 o'clock start, Peters Township and Moon. The winner gets number 2, Franklin Regional. The second match there, Ringgold and Shaler Area. The winner goes to number 1, Connellsville. And at North Hills, Butler and Bell Vernon. Winner goes to number 4, Bethel Park. And the second match there is Penn Trafford and North Hills. Winner goes to number 3, Thomas Jefferson. Our coverage plans for Wednesday on WJPA AM will be at McGuffey, the Highlanders, to take on the Avonworth Central Valley winner, and Best Center wrestles Laurel. Quarterfinals will follow the winners of the first round matchups. Will meet in those quarterfinals. That on WJPA AM.
On the FM side, I'll be at Thomas Jefferson. Penn Trafford North Hills winner against the host TJ, and Trinity to take on West Allegheny in a dandy 6-11 matchup in that opening round. Winners in the, will meet in the quarterfinals. Action available free on air and online, audio, and then we'll be producing the NFHS video for all of those matches. So all six of those matches at McGuffey and at Thomas Jefferson will be our productions, thanks to our partners at greensports.net and NFHS Network. The Avella Eagles come in winners of three of their last four, losing only at Best Center in a five-point setback. Of course, Best Center put Bentworth into this match with an impressive victory against the Bearcats, 43-29. Bentworth coming in losing two in a row, though the one ahead of the BC match was against AAA Kiski. Bentworth had won four straight ahead of that loss to Kiski, and three tournament appearances as well. 16th at the Bergenstown tournament, 16th at Southmoreland, and an impressive sixth place finish at Tri-Canada. 128 points, 65 points better than Avella. Bentworth in that tournament with five medalists, and Avella came out with a third-place finisher, the only guy on the medal stand. On paper, it would appear that the Eagles are overmatched, but you know, when you look at the comparable score there with Avella and Best Center and Bentworth and Best Center, we'll see what happens. Aaron Margaria, the head coach of the Eagles, a 9-11 record in their first year on their own once again, had been in a co-op with Fort Cherry for several years. Bentworth under Mike Schrader checking in tonight at 6-6, 3-1 in their section. Bentworth finishing in a three-way tie for first with Jefferson, Morgan, and Best Center, but the tiebreakers put Jefferson 1, Best Center 2, and by the head-to-head, Bentworth 3. And Bentworth needed a wild card invitation just to get into tonight's action. Avella, the runner-up to Bergenstown in their section. Avella taking care of that, rallying to beat Southside 40-35 to secure second place in the league. This match and a broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Following the match, we'll recognize an outstanding wrestler brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Winner of this match will take on Section 8 champion and number 2 overall seed Derry Area Trojans. Bergenstown and Highlands will also be in that pod on Wednesday at Derry. Steven Davido will be our referee. We'll get started at 145 pounds. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And referee Stephen Davido indicates that at 1:45 it will be Bentworth to commit first. Avella in a situation where they have a wrestler waiting at 1:45, nobody at 1:52. They do have two at 1:39. And they'll need to likely bump someone up from 39 to 45. And Darren Ruschel will indeed be that bumped up from 139. We are underway. Avella in the yellow and blue singlets and Bentworth in the black and gold. Working for positioning, trying to control the action, working on tie-ups. Neither of these wrestlers medaled at Tri-Cata. Avella started the dual meet season with five wins in their first eight, but dropped seven of their next eight before that 3-1 dual meet finish. Bentworth 1-3 start at the Babbitt duels at River Valley High School. Leg grab there by Ruschel. He picks Schrader up and takes him right to the mat, and a takedown of Ward. Boy, he took him hard into the mat. Mike Schrader out on the edge of the mat looking for a slam call, and the hips hit first, so it was, the rules don't say softly, it says safely. If that's head and shoulders going first, then we're going to get a slam call. But Ruschel able to control the upper body there. 3-0 lead here in the opening period, 25 seconds remaining. To finish up Bentworth's start, mentioned 1-3 at those duels, 5-1 over their next six, including four straight wins before back-to-back losses to Kiske and Best Center to end the dual meet season. 3-0 lead for Ruschel of Avella after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does, too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Leo Schrader chose top position. That's the first takedown. Schrader chose top position, and then Ruschel able to step in here in a headlock and put Schrader right to his back and get a fall 10 seconds into the second period. Avella jumps in front 6-0. Get a 152 pounds. Three different wrestlers available for Bentworth. Thomas Chilzer will bump up for Avella. Chilzer presents to the scores table first. And it'll be Paxton Thomas for Bentworth. Oh, Avella grabs the 6-0 lead, and our string of pins and 6-point team wins continues now 14 in a row here at the doubleheader. There's two just kind of stalking each other right in the center now, the obligatory head-and-head tie-up. Thomas trying to get Chilzer down to his knees and does, working an underhook and blocking the chin, snap down. Thomas trying to snap Chilzer to his side and get control. So working this front package, head and the right arm of Chilzer tied up. Now get to the leg as well. And Thomas trying to get to a cradle. We'll have to settle for the 3-point near fall. Boot in on the right side. Power Nelson. Now both legs in and give up on that. Now right back to it. Half Nelson working the power, getting a back count. It's gone full boat at 5 count, and it'll be a near fall. And now trying to go to the guillotine. Chilzer trying to keep his left shoulder up off the mat, and he can't. Fall in 1:20. Paxton Thomas ties the dual meet. We'll go to 160 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Owen Ivsic presents for Bentworth, and Avella says, we're not wrestling there. That gives the Eagles an opportunity to bump Chaz Rush up or send out Bo Allison. So Owen Ivsic wins by forfeit. So Chaz Rush bumps up to 172. Racer Lister for Bentworth also bumping up from 160. Both these guys up from 160 to 172 pounds. Rush in on the legs, dumps Lister to his side, and Rush takes a 3-0 lead just 15 seconds in. Escape for Lister. Rush walks into a double, just jerks at both knees, and he dumps Lister over to his belly. Second takedown of the opening 40 seconds. So Owen Ivsic, winner by forfeit. And that's our third straight 6-point team award here in this match, and the 16th in a row overall. Rush with a leg in on the left side. He has Lister trying to keep his arms free from any tie-up. 40 seconds remain. Opening period. Legs are out, and Rush goes right back, and he ends up cross-body high up over the shoulders. Rush just getting greedy there. Gives up the reversal, and shoulders are exposed for a 1 count. Rush at the edge of the mat. Lister pulling on the far arm. Rush trying to reach through. And now Lister driving Rush, and they both end up out of bounds with 14 seconds to go. You get the early takedown for Rush. And here's the second one. He just grabs both knees. And nothing to do for Lister but go over. But there on the legs and across the hips, and all of a sudden Rush up over the shoulders, and Lister turned that into the reversal that makes it a 6-3 score. Rush sits out, can't get his hips clear, and Racer Lister going to ride through the end of the first. 6-3 Rush of Avella leading Lister of Bentworth. Second period on WJPA Sports Network. We come right back.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Bentworth senior racer Lister chooses bottom, and he's not there for long. Works his way to his feet against the Avella sophomore Chaz Rush. Make it a 6-4 score. Rush trying to get to a leg, and Lister, hands on the shoulder, shoved him toward the boundary. Referee Stephen Davido says, get back in the middle. The rule change to any contact inside the line means you're both still in bounds. Makes this wrestling mat a whole lot bigger. The thing it does, it keeps the clock turning. It keeps people from using the boundary as a safety. Davido telling Lister, don't lead with your forehead. A minute to go in the second. 6-4 lead for Chaz Rush. Two early first period takedowns. And now Lister going to back away. Rush just standing right in the center circle. Rush trying to get to a leg, does, gets to that. Lister trying to reach through, and now Rush across, grabs the other leg, and turns it into a nice double. 9-4 lead, which that 5-point margin with a 3-point takedown and up to 4 near falls is not what it used to be. Leg tied up, half Nelson in by Rush, trying to keep Lister inbound, going to pin the arm right there, and now Rush mugging to the crowd. He shoves Lister's shoulder down and gets the fall. 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Chaz Rush ties the dual meet. We get a 189, tied at 12. And when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
We go to 189 pounds. Christian Sisko for Bentworth, Broden Ham for Avella. That's going to enable Braden Bedillion and Braden Taggart to both bump up to 215. We're tied at 12. Ham in on a single. Good work by Sisko to just pull him up off. Now, bear hug. Ham gets behind Sisko, dumps him into the mat to get the takedown. Stand up by Sisko. Ham picks him up, dumps him into the mat again. Sisko to his feet. Ham can't hold on, cuts him loose for the escape. 3-1. And now it's Sisko wanting to press the issue a little bit. Hand to the forehead. I cannot wait till NFHS eliminates that head tap stuff. Ham, single, try to turn it to a double, and Sisko almost fought that too long. Gets his arm free and gives up the takedown. Second of the match for Broden Ham. And now 2-on-1, trying to tilt Sisko to his back, but so far not able to do that. Escape for Sisko, his second time free. 6-2 count in favor of Avella's 189-pounder Broden Ham. Shoots to the legs again. He picks Sisko up and drives him into the mat. Third takedown of the first period. One-on-one on each wrist. Now Ham steps to the right side trying to run a half here. Don't want to get greedy with just 10 seconds to go. We saw what happened to Chaz Rush in his match just a few minutes ago. Period ends. 9-2 lead. Broden Ham of Avella in front of Christian Sisko of Bentworth. Second period on the WJPA Sports Network. When we come right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Second period choice neutral by Ham. Ham stumbled trying to get to a leg. Sisko allows Ham to get around behind, arms in tight, and pulls him back over his own weight and gets the takedown. And now a half, but was right behind Sisko and couldn't use that to power him over. Ham started out to that left side. Now he gave that up. I had a really good look at a half Nelson. Now he's going to cut Sisko loose. 12-3 the score. Ham in on the legs, takes him down. That is five takedowns for Broden Ham. He's up 15-3, a 12-point lead. Now he wants to turn Sisko over, and a stalling warning to Ham. He had the right heel pinned up against the hip and just kept it there and got caution for stalling. Sisko TPs up, as our colleague George Lammy would say, and now tries to go to a roll. Ham trying to expose the shoulders. If he gets this to a three near fall, it'll end the match in a technical fall. Run the bar. Sisko goes over, and Ham squeezes him and gets the fall. 3:25, the time of the pin for Broden Ham. Avella, 18. Bentworth, 12. We go to 215 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Braden Bedillion for Avella will take a forfeit at 215 pounds. 24-12 Avella, and here comes Alex Rosilko. Alex Rosilko for Bentworth. Avella. Holden Fisher for Avella. This is bout number seven. Four wins to two. Rosilko trying to headlock, and now Fisher fighting, trying to get his right leg free. Rosilko staying after that. Gotta love seeing the big guys get after leg takedowns. Rosilko trying to hang on to it. He picks that one up. Sweep kick at the other one, and now loses the first leg. Fisher has Rosilko get behind him and pulls him back over his own hips and gets the takedown. Good hard work by 285-pounder Alex Rosilko. 3-0 lead for Rosilko. Trying to work out to the right side with a half. And just a power half, loses that. All 6-point wins so far tonight. And Rosilko and Fisher end up out of bounds. Rosilko, a Bentworth senior. Fisher is a junior for Aaron Margaria and the Avella Eagles. 50 seconds to go in our first period, only scoring the Rosilko takedown. And took quite a bit of work, the Bentworth senior, to finish that off. Did a nice job to grab a leg and then pulled that up really to his chest, tried a sweep kick, didn't get that, but in the scramble, Rosilco ended up behind Fisher and eventually just pulled him back over, rolled over his own hip and took Fisher into the mat for the takedown. 20 seconds to go in our first. Two-on-one ride now for Rosilco. Switches that off, goes back to that half Nelson. Trying to get a leg. Fisher goes to his back. Right shoulder clearly down. 5 seconds remaining. Fisher's going to survive this as the period comes to an end. Four near falls for Rosilco, leads 7-0 after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Between periods, Holden Fisher of Avella being attended to by the athletic trainers for a nosebleed. This is a blood stoppage. Alex Rosilco of Bentworth with a 7-0 lead. We can tell you that Avella is going to be shorthanded when we make the turn. Their top 114-pounder, Jordan Moore, who was a third-place finisher at Tri-Cata, suffered a shoulder injury this past weekend, and Moore will not be able to go tonight. That was in the Brook Classic, suffered a shoulder injury, and they are hoping that he will be back in time for sections in about 3 weeks. Was that the 15th, February 15th, sections AA and AAA. Caution for positioning against Holden Fisher here to start the second period. Rosilco set wide stance, and once again, illegal position taken by Fisher. So second caution. Hand set just across the navel and other hand on the elbow. Legs in by Fisher. Rosilco trying to buck him up over the top. Fisher trying to hang on and he can't. Reversal quickly. And Fisher fortunate to not be totally exposed here. Shoulders, the count has gone full. And now it's the battle to keep the right shoulder off the mat. Rosilco eschewed the half. Nelson was there to grab the far shoulder and just muscling Fisher to his back. Lots of time left in this second period. Rosilco has a half there, but he's got to step to the side. Now trying to power it, and he turns Fisher over and sticks him. 2:42 the time of the fall for Alex Rosilco. It's now Avella 24, Bentworth 18 as we make the turn here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want and everything else you need.
Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bentworth forfeits at 107 pounds to Avella's Jace Lloyd, so Avella back to a 12-point lead with 5 bouts to go. We go to 114 pounds. It is Dustin Mace for Avella, Brian Matthews for Bentworth. And again, we mentioned that Jordan Moore, Avella's best 114-pounder, is out with a shoulder injury today. This bout and four to go. Front tie-up. Mace has a cradle in on Matthews. Got too deep into it. Now able to work that back. Takedown and back counts. Mace trying to get it all here. Trying to sink his hips out to get out from underneath this shoulder. And now he reloads the cradle and he has him stuck. Boy, we had a great view and the shoulder goes back down. 58 seconds. Dustin Mace, winner by fall. Avella 36, Bentworth 18. We got a 121 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Josh Hancock comes out for Avella, for Bentworth at 121. That means the Bearcats are going to forfeit at 127. And if my math is right, that's going to clinch the dual meet. And Drake Buzzard for Avella, Josh Hancock for Bentworth, unless I misread the weigh-in sheets, and I'm going to scramble back through just to be sure. But Bentworth, who went unbeaten into the final night of the dual meet season, lost to Best Center as their second straight loss, and now in danger of three in a row and dual meet season coming to an end. Spin move by Hancock trying to get legs hooked. Buzzard turns him underneath, and Buzzard's going to get the takedown to lead 3-0. Just go back through and check my notes just to be sure here. Buzzard trying to get a leg in, but Hancock won't allow that. So Buzzard now working up, trying to use Hancock's own work to get a Nelson in and expose shoulders. Buzzard able to keep his hips back out of the way, and now just trying to get around that arm, as you can see, and now exposes the shoulders. The count has run full. Buzzard going to get four near falls here when he lets go of the wrist, picks that up. 7-0 lead with 30 seconds to go in this opening period. And right back to the legs and the Nelson and the arm exposed. The one shoulder clearly down. The left shoulder just barely off, and Buzzard squeezing on it. About an inch separating this from being a fall. 15 seconds remaining, and the pin comes. Drake Buzzard, winner by fall, in a minute and 49 seconds. Avella 42, Bentworth 18. And again, my notes tell me Bentworth doesn't have anybody to go to 127. We'll move up to 133 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure. Call it play. We call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
And we go to, indeed, 133 pounds. It is 48-18. Avella has clinched the dual meet. This bout at 133 and one more to go. Jeremiah McLean for Avella. Drake McClure for Bentworth. These two met in the round of 16 at Tricata. Drake McClure, winner by fall in just 32 seconds, and he's trying to match that. Couple of takedowns already, and now McClure will pick up a three-point near fall, and now he's trying to package, use a leg cradle here, and I mean leg cradle. Hook the head, the knee, and lock the feet, and this cradle, McClure looking back over his right shoulder, his hands are out in front of him, and this cradle entirely locked in with the feet. And McLean just all but stacked up. We can see the right shoulder barely off, and referee Stephen Davido calls the fall in 1 minute and 1 second. Drake McClure with the fall. 48-24. That'll take us to 139 pounds. Our final bout of the duel when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Noah Kimberlin for Avella and Bryce Croson for Bentworth, and the consolation round of eight back at Tri-County. Croson with a fall over Kimberlin late in their second consolation period. Croson is a sophomore, Kimberlin a junior. Croson in on the legs, and he sets Kimberlin back into the mat. Takedown for Croson. Avella had one stretch, won 7 of 8 bouts. All 13 matches in the Elizabeth Forward win over Chartiers Houston, and the first 12 matches in this have failed to go the distance. 6 points, 16-point wins in every match so far here tonight. And this is the last one to break the string. Croson with a bar in, trying to run up around the head, and both end up out of bounds, and Croson misses out, just not aware of where he was. Had an opportunity, could have turned Kimberlin back in before running up around with that bar, but gave up the near fall situation altogether. Stand-up attempt by Kimberlin, taken back into the mat. Back up to his feet once again. Hip, elbow attempt, but great job by Croson to stay back, keep his weight back, and now trying to run a half. Kimberlin trying to fight that off. Croson keeps going. He's just trying to fold Kimberlin underneath. Stacks him straight up in the air. The right shoulder just barely off. 15 seconds to go. Head and arm tied up by Croson. He's trying to sit back, and Kimberlin's going to roll across, and now he had Croson in trouble. 4 near falls. We do not have a loss of control yet. And now Kimberlin never got free. Going to stay right where it is, 7-0 after 1. Croson, second period on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt.
The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Blood stoppage between periods for Noah Kimberland. I'm going to get that stopped and then cleaned up. In addition to our match here earlier tonight, Elizabeth Forward over Chartres Houston, 42-36. The only other preliminary final score I have is in 3A, where Butler, a winner over Bell Vernon, 53-20. Butler will take on number 4 Bethel Park in the opening in the first round on Wednesday. Here it is, 48-24 Avella, the Eagles. First year back as their own program after the co-op with Fort Cherry. They're going to ride a 4-1 mark over their last five into the team tournament first round on Wednesday. Avella will be traveling to number 2 Derry area. Well, it looks like Kimberland says he's good to go. And Kimberland chooses bottom position to start the second. He's trailing on the scoreboard as well, 7-0. Croson comes in, left side set on top. Sound like a double whistle there. But action continues. Stand-up attempt by Kimberland. Croson trying to follow around the back. Croson now trying to headlock and then gets headlocked. Kimberland trying to work his weight, and now he'd let go of the headlock and just roll back around to make sure he gets control. The reversal makes it a 7-2 score. Kimberland spiral ride down through the crotch one side, sit and turn by Croson, and Kimberland just going to try to scoot out to the side. Now he underhooks, trying to work out front to try to pancake Croson there, but now abandons that, just working a front tie-up. Kimberland still in control, but trail 7-2, and that control a little tenuous at the moment. Kimberland will spin around behind and keep that as Croson's head was forehead buried into the mat. Croson a fifth place finish at Tri-Cata a couple of weeks back. Seems like forever ago, to be honest. Kimberland riding but trailing, trying to find a way to turn Croson over. So far has not been able to do so. 7-2, 30 seconds to go, second period. Kimberland goes half on one side, switch it half on the other. Just got to make sure that you get the first one out before you put the second one in. But has not been able to turn Croson as of yet. Kimberland is, since reestablishing his position, has really been in good shape. In terms of control here, but unable to do anything with it. 7-2, Croson after two. Third period on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
This presentation of the...
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
I am so glad we went to a timeout there at the end of the period, because it's pretty obvious to everyone here that Bryce Croson was not 100% when that period ended. He's used injury timeout, and then we had cleanup on mat one. They have stopped the injury clock, and we go to the third period. Croson with the 7-2 lead. And now he'll have choice, and he'll take neutral. Has the only takedown of the match, takedown in the first 30 seconds. And Croson going back to the, he walked back to the far side. I think he wants the buck, and this is going to be a second injury timeout. And now it's going to be choice for Kimberland. He may want to go the exact same way, so this may have been a this may have be a penalty. But I mean, Croson's issue here is he's running out of injury time. Now, of course, at this point, I would take it all. I mean, there's no sense after using your second timeout to not use all of it. And now Kimberlin's going to get the choice, and he is now going to take bottom position. Croson set left side on top, false start. Going to be Kimberland out too quickly. This time we get a clean start. Croson locks a bar in on the left side right off the bat. Kimberland got to his feet, and Croson breaks him back down. Trying to trap the wrist. Can't keep it there. But the bar in deep on the left side. And Croson trying to use a half, maybe sometimes a one-on-one, going right back to that wrist now around the waist. Kimberland doing a nice job to keep that, but while he's concentrating on not getting trapped, ends up getting partially exposed. Croson trying to run the bar, had a half, got a one swipe and the two roll out of bounds. Advantage there for Kimberland as he runs back to the middle of the mat now. Croson leads 7-2, but other than that 40 seconds right there or strong by Croson, Kimberland has had the better of the action. Croson locks that bar in again on the left side. Kimberland got out of that for a moment, but it's right back in. Now you got to watch here, the arm extended. But Croson chewing up valuable time here. Kimberland broken flat to the mat. Kimberland up to his knees, can't get his arms both free at the same time. And now flattened out one more time. Croson pulling the right wrist down through the crotch, just going to ride there a little bit. 40 seconds to go in the third period. Croson with a 7-2 lead. He lets loose of the right wrist, goes to a half, gives up on that. And we'll try to ride with a little two-on-one action. Kimberland turning back into Croson. Now the crossface trying to toss him. Croson drops on a leg. 20 seconds to go in the third. 7-2 lead for Croson of Bentworth. Kimberland going to get around behind to get a reversal to make it 7-4. But he's got to turn Croson over. Just 10 seconds remaining. Hard crossface by Kimberland. Trying to run a one-on-one. Croson has enough in the tank left to fight it off, and just enough time. Kimberland cannot quite turn Croson over, and Kimberland's going to win it 7-4. to 4. And the only bout of the night that goes the distance is our final match here in the Avella-Bentworth matchup. Team score now final, Avella 48, Bentworth 27. A recap coming your way when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Well, the Avella Eagles, despite having their best 114-pounder out of the lineup, an impressive showing at 1.17 of 8 bouts in the middle of the dual meet. And the Eagles go on to beat the host Bearcats 48-27. Avella now 10-11 on the year, winners of 4 of their last 5 dual meets, and will be heading into the first round of the team tournament, traveling to number 2 seed at Section 8 champion Derry area. That will be on Wednesday. Let's get your recap. 145 pounds. Darren Ruschel of Avella, Leo Schrader for Bentworth. Ruschel with a takedown in the first, a reversal quickly in the second, and a fall 10 seconds into that second period. Darren Ruschel gave Avella a 6-0 lead. And we go up to 152. Paxton Thomas needed a minute and 20 seconds, but he gets the job done, pinning Thomas Chilzer to tie the dual meet at 6-6. Owen Ivsic awarded a forfeit at 160 pounds to give Avella, to give Bentworth the 12-6 lead. It's the last time Bentworth would be in front on the night. Two straight pins for the Eagles, 172 pounds, and Chaz Rush and Racer Lister. Rush with 2 takedowns in the first, but he got a little greedy on a near fall situation, legs in and went across the hips and got pulled up over the top, gave up a reversal, and was fortunate not to get put to his back. 6-3 Rush led at the end of 2. Lister picked up an early escape in the second, and Rush with a takedown, and just about a minute later turned Lister to his back and pinned him. 3:40 the time of the fall. Avella had tied the dual meet at 12, and they would take the lead for good at 189 pounds. Broden Ham with a takedown clinic. 3 in the first, 2 more in the second, and at that point he had a 15-3 lead, setting the situation. If he turns Christian Cisco to his back at that point and doesn't get the pin, the match is over. It's going to be a tech fall. But Ham kept working at it and eventually got the pin. 3:25 the time of the fall. Broden Ham gives Avella a lead they would not give back, 18-12. And Braden Taggart awarded a forfeit at 215 pounds to put Avella in front 24-18. Let me just check that real quick. I'm sorry, not Braden Taggart. Braden Bedillion awarded the forfeit at 215. Alex Rosilko at 285 got 6 of the points back for Bentworth. Rosilko pinning Holden Fisher, 2:42 the time of the fall. Rosilko led 7-0 at the end of 1 with a takedown and a 4-point near fall. Got a reversal quickly in the second period and got the fall at 2:42. And that brought Avella as close as they would be at 24-18. Avella awarded a forfeit at 107. That went to Jace Lloyd. At 114, Dustin Mace taking spot of Jordan Moore out with a shoulder injury. And Mace took down Brian Matthews and pinned him in 58 seconds. Avella was doubling up Bentworth at that point, 36-18. At 121, Drake Buzzard got a late first period pin against Josh Hancock. Second time he put Hancock to his back in the period. And the fall came at 149, and Adam Ware picked up a forfeit at 127 to give Avella a 48-18 lead. Bentworth would win the final two bouts. Drake McClure pinning Jeremiah McLean second time this year. This one at a minute and 1 second to make it 48-24. And then 7-4 final score in the 139-pound bout, our final bout of the night. Bryce Croson under the weather somewhat, but able to battle through that and beat Noah Kimberlin by a 7-4 final score. Set our dual meet final at 48-27. So Avella, a winner over Bentworth, to move on to the first round on Wednesday. It'll be Avella and Derry, Burgettstown and Highlands in that four-team pod at Derry starting at 6, and the winners will meet shortly thereafter in the WPIL quarterfinals. Earlier tonight here, Elizabeth Forward, a 42-36 winner over Chartiers Houston. Elizabeth Forward will travel to Quaker Valley to take on the host there, along with South Park and Freedom Area. Those winners will meet in the quarterfinals as well. It's time to recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We're going to go back to bout five of the night. The dual meet at the time was tied at 12, 189 pounds. Broden Ham comes out and puts on a takedown clinic. Three takedowns in the first, two more in the second, and he put himself really up against the wall, because if he doesn't get the pin here, the match ends with five team points instead of six, but he did get the whole package. He put Cisco to his back to stay and stuck him at 325. And Broden Ham, our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Tonight's match on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. By Alex Paris, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an advanced surgical hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up Wednesday, the WJPA Sports Network will bring you coverage of WPIL Team Tournament first round and quarterfinals. I'll have the Thomas Jefferson AAA site with TJ, Trinity, West Allegheny, and the North Hills Penn Trafford winner. Rusty Pettit and Jason Tennant will have the McGuffey AA site with the host Highlanders, Beth Center, Laurel, and tonight's Avonworth Central Valley winner. Coverage from both sites will start at 5:50 p.m. Our thanks to both head coaches, Aaron Margaria and Mike Schrader, and to Brian Malecki, Matt Maltunis, and the entire crew here at Bentworth. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, videographer, Noah Tennant, and our producer, Jacob Knisner, in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL AA Team Tournament Wrestling preliminary round, your final score, Avella 48, Bentworth 27. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.